to another episode of this podcast, Fits Your Macros. It is me, Coach Kayleen, the macro queen, joined by Coach Ryan over there. I'm looking over here. You're over here. My camera's over, here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? We officially may have our new setup, right? We might actually today be working. We're not 100% sure, but for those that listened, the last one had a lot of delay, right, was the issue we faced, but...
I know, and I did ask my client, I was talking to my client Tina, my athlete Tina, and she was saying that she only noticed it one time when we were talking over each other, so thanks to Tina for tuning in, yeah. Thank you all for bearing with that. It probably sounded like we just hated each other's guts, you know, and I usually listen to at least a little of our podcast just to make sure it sounds good, but that one I was like, I don't even know if I want to listen to it, because I'm just going to be like,
I was like, I just told the video guy, my brother, I was like, hey, you know what? See if you can make it happen. If you can't, I will do it again. But I guess we did. So we're good.
Yes, I need to send him a dessert pizza or something.
Yeah, seriously, throw one in the mail. Damn, yeah, because that was brutal. But it sounds like we're going better so far, so this is good. Before we get too crazy, what's the topic of the day here, Kayleen?
What's the official topic? I guess it's how strict you need to be tracking your foods. Yeah, that's basically it. Because you hear a lot on the internet, and we'll talk over, you know, all the different situations and where to be stricter, where you can like ease up a little bit. And it'll be great for everybody, whether you're a competitor or, you know, just a lifestyle client, which I say just a lifestyle client. Like it's still just as freaking badass as being a competitor, because I'll tell you personally, like lifestyle client, everybody's like, oh, what do you prefer more, lifestyle or competition? I can't pick. It's like picking a favorite child, because like competitors are like a whole different breed of athletes. But like lifestyle people, like the wins that you get from lifestyle people are just the best. Anyway, I went on a little tangent. That's how excited I am that everything's working.
You
today.
Definitely seem excited. Did you have a little extra mushroom coffee or something today? Or
no, just my single dose. Maybe it's just because like my macros increased a lot too, and I'm just like thinking about what else I can.
Yeah, we did. We definitely did just increase your. And I did check while we just got off the phone, by the way, guys. This is how we work. Because we just did a call for about 45 minutes or so, or a half hour now. We're right into the podcast, so it's just how we roll. But yeah, your macros are up there. Kayleen it's a record for you, I think. I think it's the highest, because I scrolled back as far as I could, which is a damn long time, and I did not see any time that we've ever had the macros higher than this. So she's in the deep gains at this point, the deep season of growing. Which, you know, we should probably do a whole episode on that at some point. Talk about nutrition there more, but. That's not what we're doing today. So, no. Kayleen, for sake of the show, is it worth the macros for us today?
Yes, I do. And this is supporting a small little community here, too. So I'm super stoked about it. I almost didn't have anything. And then I was like, oh, shit, I should review. Two weekends ago. We did an event with a cheat truck, and it was at the Gym Mesa, or no, the Gym Phoenix. The gym is like a brand of gyms, if you don't know. And they had a little deadlift competition, and we made some friends there called the Scheming Cookie. They make protein cookies. It's made, I want to say homemade, but it's made in like an official kitchen and everything like that. And so we got some of those to try, and so I have two different reviews of them. You can order these cookies to ship online, it looks like, because that's what I checked before I even did this. I'm like, can anybody even order them? But also, if you're local to Phoenix, there's a, you know, sometimes they pop up in different gyms. But anyway, they have fun names. We tried both the Ladies Man and Chad the Gym Bro. The Ladies Man is a cookies and cream. I know, right? It's so funny. Okay, and I gotta get real close because I haven't figured out how to zoom in without my little trackpad with my laptop.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's
really small numbers. So I will say serving size is half a cookie. The cookies are like about that big. So pretty big cookies. Half a cookie is okay. Half a cookie is 350 calories, 15 grams of fat, and 50 grams of carbs, but 7 grams of protein. So if you eat the whole thing, you get 14 whole grams of protein, but it's a pretty good cookie. I mean, it tasted just like, you know, you could taste a little bit of protein maybe, but like for the most part, I was like, dang, this is good. And so Chad the Gym Bro was a peanut butter cup with the protein powder. And that one, of course, is peanut butter. It's going to be a little bit more with everything. So half a cookie is 400 calories, 20 grams of fat, 47 grams of carbs, and 11 grams of protein. But let me tell you, my macros are so high, I fit it in no problem the other day. So,
you certainly did.
They were good. I think they'd be like a great like post-show treat because, you know, it does get you a little bit of protein at least compared to like a crumble cookie or something like that. So look them up, The Scheming Cookie. They have an Instagram too, so shout out to them.
Cool. Yeah, so what did you say out of 10? Did I miss that piece?
I mean, no, I forgot. The cookies and cream, I'm personally not like a cookies and cream flavor. That's not my favorite flavor profile, so I'd give that one a 7. But the chocolate peanut butter one, I'd give like an 8 or 9.
That's some pretty deep, high ratings for you there. Yeah. Damn, we got to start getting some, I got to come up with some things, you know?
Yeah,
I think we need to go and we need to start, especially now with these macros, we need to test some fast food items and shit. Ooh. You know, and really, let's just mess up your gut. Let's just mess you up.
I didn't tell you.
Let's just
Breaking news. I broke my 2-year hiatus of having Taco Bell.
Did you?
I did. Wow. But I'm like so proud of myself because all I got was a little cheesy gordita crunch. I didn't get like one? 5 of them. One.
You got one item at Taco Bell.
Talk about mental growth gains.
I feel you're like they were probably so... The people working there were probably like, who the fuck is... What is this? You ate one item? Come on.
No. Brad was with me, so he got some like fucking box that had 20 different items. I'm like, really, dude? Go. It's like 10 o'clock at night. You're eating all this shit? Like, this is what you get when you marry a health coach. I'm just like eating my single... I can't believe you're eating all
you're
that.
You're just laying there in bed the rest of the night punching him like, you shouldn't have eaten that one. You shouldn't have had that one.
But like also secretly, I'm looking. I'm like, he's going to get full soon and he's going to offer me the other half of that taco. I know it, but he never did.
Never did. No, one can wish, right? You could wish.
I was wishing.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm saying I think we need to do it because I know that a lot of our audience, you know, a lot of people may be eating fast food and things as part of their macro journey, or they're not even doing it. And, you know, fast food to me is like one of the hardest things to say is worth the macros because even if it is good, even if you think it tastes great, the damage, right? And I think we got to open the door in that. So, people, if you're listening, comment some fast food places that you like that we can make Kayleen eat and see what it is. And items, too. If you got items, you know, let's see what happens because Kayleen's got the calories for once in her life because she's did not prematurely go into prep again. So we are right here. We're going to be right here for a while. That's what we talked about on the phone before this, hopefully. And, you know, we'll see if she holds to it or not. But either way, for now, let's feed her some Taco Bell and some, you know, Jack in the Box or whatever the hell people eat these days. Let's see what happens.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. And you're doing these on Instagram now, or what's happening with these? Are you filming these back to that? Where are we at?
I will start filming them on Instagram once I get some new stuff. I'm telling you, I went to Walmart the other day to get some more stuff. Nothing inspired me. So next time I do find something worth it, I will film it on Instagram.
What's your Instagram username again for people?
Too damn complicated, but I will tell them it's CAILEAN_ Team FFLEX. So find me there, friend me.
It sounded like you were a cheerleader or something right there. That was pretty solid.
I was never a cheerleader.
That's all right. You know, neither was I. But here we go.
What?
So let's get to our topic then today, because it kind of does go hand in hand with some of what we're talking about, right? Like, did Brad, your fine, amazing husband, did he track these Taco Bell items on that fine late evening at Taco Bell that just came up?
Does this motherfucker track anything? No, he didn't. I'm just kidding. No, I love him dearly. He'll track maybe 2 times a month.
And that's coming from the macro queen. That's kind of crazy. But, you know, either way, here's the other thing he probably would do, which many do, which is why this is the topic, right? Is even if he did track it, is he tracking it 100% accurately, right? Like, and a lot of people do this, especially once you get good at macros, by the way, right? If you're already out there and you've been doing it a bit, you start just being like, oh yeah, I'm the queen of the eyeballing, right? Like, I hear this all the time. I get this from mainly, honestly, the coaches that I also coach, which are my employees, but you know, I do get this. Oh yeah, I eyeballed it. I did this. And I'm like, God damn, what the fuck? You know, so no matter what part of your journey you're at, it's good to remember that, you know, you do probably need to be a little bit more strict in the tracking, I think. And we got a bunch of, we got five, it looks like, right? Five different ways we're going to talk about this. But Kayleen, tell me first, why is it important, first off? Like, why is it even important that you got to be strict? Do you have to be strict? Do you disagree with me?
I think you do have to be strict, and there are many reasons why. We're going to go over five of the reasons why, but it's funny because one of my clients is actually an injector. Her name is Trish. Hi, Trish, if you're watching. And she's been struggling a little bit with tracking. And, you know, she comes from a past where she had a little bit of disordered eating. And she's spoken to me before about how, like, you know, she doesn't want it to become obsessive. And I felt like such... I had one of those moments where I'd be like, gosh, this is such a good coaching moment. Where I was like, Trish, you're an injector. You have a vial full of filler, no hash marks for milliliters. Are you injecting that face? Like, are you going to get the best results if you have no idea how much you're injecting into your client's face and you're just eyeballing it? And she's like, you're fucking right, man. Like, it's right. not obsessive. It's a matter of hitting your targets accurately. Like, if you don't want to hit your goal spot on, then fine, don't track. But I mean, most of us hate spinning our wheels, so I would say let's track accurately, because there's many, many ways to track inaccurately. And if you're doing that, that's like freaking, I don't know, like, I don't know, fighting a fight with one hand tied behind your back. Like, yeah, can you do it? Are you going to win your fight? Maybe, but you might just get fucking TKO'd too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... and you know, to go with that analogy, there's many things in life that are just like that, that people would not bat an eye at. You know, if you had to go get gas for your car and you're gonna drive across the damn country, chances are you want to know how much gas is going in the damn car, you know, versus like, oh, am I gonna actually be able to get to my goal, my destination of my driver? I'm gonna be stuck in the middle of the desert on the side of the road next to Taco Bell where nobody's working, you know, and you can't even eat, you're starving. Don't be stuck on the side of the road starving sad without gas in the car, you guys. So same kind of thing, right? All right, Kayleen, give me one then. Start me off. Where are we at here? How strict do we need to be tracking? We agree you do. And tell me a bit more about this.
So a lot of people... we've talked about this before, but we have a lot of people joining new. So let's go over like the macros that people aren't tracking. And a lot of times this is going to be your condiments, your sauces, your oils, your butters, you know, the sneaky little snacks. Hey, your kid didn't finish the rest of a sandwich or didn't eat the crust of a sandwich. Oh, let me just eat that real quick. Are you tracking that? You're fucking not tracking that. I know it. I know you're not tracking that. And you're not throwing it away either most of the time if you're me. So you need to take a good, honest look at yourself, like, especially if you're not seeing the results before you go blaming your coach or anything like that. Take a look, think about your week before you're about to put something in your mouth. Think, am I tracking this one? Am I tracking it accurately? And again, I've talked about this before. This is why I love the in-app tracker on the Team Flex app, because it will prompt you to take a picture of your meal.
Yeah.
And I know it's like one extra step that's like kind of annoying at first, but it's so helpful for us as coaches, because if I see, like, for example, I had a client who was, you know, she was a competition client, prep client, and, you know, we're kind of at like the stagnant part of her weight. And I was like looking at her food and she had like this chicken and it was covered with salsa. And this salsa was not in her app at all. Like, but I could see in the picture that it was covered. I'm like, hey, I see that you had chicken. All you logged is like, you know, 4 ounces of chicken, but I see no salsa. And it's like, you know, little things like that. So that's where a lot of people will miss. That's where, you know, previously I've not been great at it as well. And especially for like things that are smaller quantities, like, you know, usually we're not using like a whole lot of oil or butter. Those can be harder to track, but like a little sneak peek of tracking things like that is to negative weigh so many things with this. So especially if you're doing butter, put the whole damn container of butter or stick of butter on your scale, hit zero, then take off of that, and then that will be more of an accurate weight of these different things. And you can do that. Like, I think I negative weigh more things than I actually weigh, if that makes sense.
yeah, negative weighing. That's a good one. And how many food scales do you have, Kayleen? Just asking.
I think three. three right now.
You see, I knew it would be more than one. I knew it was going to be more than one. And I like how you say, I think three right now, which implies there was probably more at some point.
Well, because you have your travel scale. I had a lake scale for a while, so, and then I had my kitchen scale. And I would have more than one on the counter if Bradley Walker would let me, but he is like, no.
Yeah, you know what we need for your Instagram is you to walk around your kitchen and just show every appliance you have and its purpose and how it works. And all three food scales be like, this one is for butter, this one is for...
this one's my dessert scale.
This one's carbs only, this one is the cheat scale, this one is only for...
my gosh.
No, for real though, that's a good point. You know, the sneaky calories, as you always put it, they come up in a lot of different ways. They come up for people that are beginners, obviously, because they don't know, you know, the things that actually contain calories to that sense, you know, condiments, oils, and things like that. They, a lot of times, people just put, like, hot sauce. They're like, oh, yeah, it's fucking hot sauce, you know? There's a hot sauce that I have, and you've seen them because you sent me the hot sauce kit, so you know some of these. Some of those fucking things show up, and they got, like, all of a sudden, you're like, what? There's 120 calories in this thing?
Because, sure,
you know, they added it in. But, you know, notoriously, most hot sauces don't have calories. So, again, if you're not checking, you're not paying attention. Even somebody more kind of, we'll say, advanced in their tracking journey, they know how to track, they know, like, ketchup has sugar in it, they know these things, then you can easily fall into the pit of, you know, also not even just tracking 100% accurately, being like, it doesn't matter, whatever. And, you know, the real reason that we didn't talk about, the real reason why this sucks, but if you're missing your tracking, right, you're missing out on your goals, you're missing out on your results, on your progress, on losing the weight, on building the muscle the right way. And yes, like, you can still get progress in some instances, but, like, what's the most optimal? What's the fastest way? And also, you know, if we're paying attention to specific nutrients, there's often a deeper layer of that that you want to make sure you're hitting those things. You know, you don't want ketchup sneaking up on you and all of a sudden, because, I mean, ketchup calories, I don't know off the top of my head because I don't eat ketchup,
five.
But is it five? Are you sure only? Only
I'm
five? Come
real.
On now, there's got to be. I know there's like a low sugar ketchup and a high sugar, you know.
Okay, well, maybe I'm thinking my low sugar because I.
Yeah, you got, you have the special
Let
ketchup. You got Macro Queen ketchup.
17.
That's not,
17 mm-hmm. is the normal human ketchup.
Right.
But like,
see, who's actually ever, out of this audience, I would be interested to know, who has actually measured a serving of ketchup out? I would bet it's Kayleen, and then most people being like, yeah, it was an eyeball, right? It's not, did you ever negative weigh ketchup in this audience? I don't think you did, but you should probably be if you're really on it, right? Because again, these things can add up. If you're putting ketchup on five meals a day or something, all of a sudden, that's a couple hundred calories of ketchup. Couple hundred, it could be, I don't know how many carbs are in the ketchup, right? How many sugars,
about
whatever.
Four.
Yeah, see, that adds up. That starts adding up. And, you know, you wouldn't think that stuff makes a difference, but it really does, especially if that's one out of many other items. Cooking oil is the worst one, right? Like, I know that's on our list here, but people do the craziest shit, and people do not perceive cooking oil for some reason as an actual macro. I don't know what it is. Like, people think, oh, it cooks away, it cooks off, or I don't drink the oil. Okay, you don't drink the oil, but your damn food just went for a bath in it. It was bathing. It was just soaking that. And it could be hundreds and hundreds of calories, right?
Seriously, and like, what people don't realize is oil is pure fat, and fat is one of like the most calorie dense macros. So like, 1 gram of fat is 9 calories. So it's like, oh, you know, you add that in there. And the same thing with like peanuts too. I feel like for some reason when people think like, oh, I just ate a couple extra peanuts, but it's healthy because it's like a whole food, and it's like, bitch, like, no, like, I love you, but like, a handful of nuts is going to fuck your day up if you didn't track it. And I've been, and I say this because I've been guilty of this too. Cashews are fucking delicious. Like, and you can't just have one of them. You eat one, and then especially deep in prep, you're like, ooh, that was good and salty. I'm going to have like a few more. And oh, I just had like 5 cashews. That's not going to add up. That's like half a serving size of cashews, which is like 14 grams of fat, which is a large amount if you are in prep. Other thing we've talked about before, I can't believe it's not butter, those spray type of things. I've seen athletes like pouring that out on things and be like, oh, it's zero calorie. And they're like literally dousing these pancakes, and I can't believe it's not butter spray. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. And mustard is another one too. Like, bikini competitors think that they can have unlimited mustard. I just looked up the calories on mustard just because I'm like, oh, I wonder what, because a lot of people think like, oh, mustard and is essentially, you know, free. One teaspoon or 5 grams, 5 grams, which is not a lot at all, of mustard is 3 calories. So if that doesn't sound like much, but if you're fucking pile driving the mustard on your like food, that can add up quickly. And like the thing about these sneaky calories is like, even if you do it once a day, even if you do it, like, especially if you do it every single meal that you're eating, if you're eating 3 meals, if you're eating 5 meals, and all those calories are going to add up. So you think you're eating 1,500 calories or something, and you're really eating close to 2,000, and you're wondering why you're not losing weight or hitting your goals. It's the sneaky fucking calories.
Yeah, and they really do. I mean, it is one of the biggest problems for beginners and for advanced people, because you as an advanced person, you get lazy with it. You get like, oh, I'm a pro, I know how much. That's definitely this much mustard. That's definitely, and all you out there doing that, I guarantee you, go check your shit for a few days and start tracking it 100%. And you'll be like, what the fuck? This is not what I thought, because it's happened to Kayleen. If it happens to the macro queen, it happens to you, okay? It'll happen. So, I mean, it's definitely something you want to stay ahead of. I mean, the oils and everything, it's crazy how fast things can really add up. And you think you're doing the right things, and maybe you are, but you're making these small mistakes that really take away from all of the benefit, you know? Like, if you're eating a great, healthy, whatever, lean protein, whatever, fatty protein, I don't know, you're cooking it, and, you know, all of a sudden, you're like, yeah, my macros are perfect, I tracked my chicken breast, I got 4 ounces of chicken breast in here, it's all good to go, but you cooked it in a whole bunch of cooking oil, well, it's not the same, the macros are not the same, and you do get that either way, no matter what effect you take with it, so really got to stay away from it. Now, I'm interested to hear your next one here, Kayleen, because this one, you put on the list, to track greens or not to track greens, and I want to hear more about this, so tell me, what are we talking here?
I listen to a lot of different bikini podcasts out there. I love listening to podcasts. That's all I listen to when I lift.
Yeah.
And I have heard both team, I track my greens, and team, I don't track my greens. Greens being vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I am team, track your fucking greens, yo. Right. Like, these things, again, are going to add up. I don't care if it's broccoli. When you get hungry enough and prep, I bet I could pile drive, like, a bowl this big of broccoli, and that's not calorie free. That's not going to get me. Yeah. And I'll feel terrible after that too, because that'll be so much fiber and cruciferous vegetables in my gut, but that's besides the point. Like, it doesn't matter what you're eating. Like, I feel like people think this too, like when they're like, oh, well, I only eat clean. Like, I don't understand why I'm gaining weight. It's like, these clean foods still have calories. And if you are overeating at the very essence, you are going to gain weight. So I am definitely team track your greens. I feel like you're the same way too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm team track fucking air. If the air is too damn heavy around you, you better be tracking that. You're in a sauna somewhere, you look up how to, you know, like,
bring out your clothes and track, see how much every damn thing. Sweat you, I mean, did.
Because honestly, you know, people get away with saying shit like that, but it's the FDA gets away with this. They change it on labels, right? If it doesn't fit a certain criteria. That's why the mustard says 0 calories. But when you actually look, it's not, you know, energy drinks, all these things that people drink, fucking pre-workouts. People are having pre-workouts on an undescribable level these days. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's 0 calories. Is it, though? Did you fucking test it in the lab yourself? Did you take it? Did you pour that shit out and test it? Because the last I checked, you didn't, right? And so you're trusting what's on a label, for one. And then for two, you know, to say blatantly that we know a food like greens has calories in it, we know it has certain nutrients in it, we know it has all this stuff in it, and then to blatantly say it doesn't fucking count goes against everything that we know from the other side of that, where you do need to be counting things and tracking things to get an accurate result, right? So it does get pretty crazy and wild, in the sense that it's basically, again, just validating some bullshit, in that sense where you're going to be lazy about tracking your greens, or you're hungry so you get to have extra, if you're hungry, just go eat a fucking head of broccoli. Fuck off, track your shit and deal with your hunger, or get different goals, right? Get a different goal then. If you want to be free roaming, there's a bunch of people in the world doing it, and I don't think they're very happy. If you want to lose weight, you want to build muscle, you want to get somewhere, then it's going to require that you track your shit right. So it's just another step. And You know, that's crazy to me that people are even still talking about that. I don't listen to any of the shit that you're listening to, Kayleen, so I wouldn't know. But that blows my mind because, you know, that's the thing. And that's actually with many diet types, too, dietary choices. There's a lot of diets out there, quote-unquote diets, right, where it'll be this diet, a paleo diet, it'll be a fucking Mediterranean diet, it'll be whatever, low-carb, high-carb, no-carb, vegan, carnivore, all this stuff. And they all do this to a degree. There's always a layer where it's like, yeah, you know what, like, carnivores, for example, many, many carnivores think just eat meat, eat as much meat as you want and you're fine. And that is not true. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's not true. Vegans do the same thing. Vegans are like, yeah, it's all vegetables. It's all Mother Nature, Earth, and livelihood. And I eat it and I can have endless amounts of it. No, you fucking cannot. You cannot eat a bag of oranges and see what happens to you and expect to get results. It's the same across the board. I mean, at the end of the day, again, if we know the science is the science, which we do know, there's some undeniable pieces of science to do with calories and nutrients and everything. Thing that do not change. They will not go away. You know, no matter whose ideas of what diet is or influence of what it means or nutrients, macros, any of that, there is certain bases of what we know if you eat something, what happens, that do not go away. So you cannot simply go out there and say, yeah, well, I'm just going to have, you know, like, fucking, you can get fat off of having 4 extra bowls of salad. I'm telling you straight up, I don't give a fuck what you think. You will and you can. And also, not to mention, what is that going to do? Like, Kayleen always talks about gut health. What is that going to do to your gut health? How is that going to dictate how you absorb the nutrients or the anti-nutrients that you're getting in your system? And the fact that now that chicken that you were supposed to eat and you did eat, now you got the fucking 4 extra bowls of salad with it, and that jacked up how you absorb your protein. We could go all day, obviously, right? Yeah. And like, way so more than we can here. Yeah, go.
A quick tangent, because there's a very, very popular weight loss program. I won't name names, but there's 2 W's involved in it that my mother-in-law personally was on. She lives also with a health fitness professional, but will not seek help. I think it's something in the family. I don't know. Anyway, so she has been on every single whatever. And she does Weight Watchers here and again. And I mean, ooh, I said the name. Well, blur it out, Colin. Just kidding. So anyway, I don't care. Fuck Weight Watchers. You know what? It is Weight Watchers. And they say you can have like unlimited chicken and unlimited fruit. You don't have to track it. 0 points for all that. So what was my mother-in-law eating? Teriyaki chicken and pineapple.
Right.
Teriyaki chicken, secret carbs, all the sauce. Pineapple is like the carbiest fruit you can get out there. But
right.
You know, I just need to get that off my chest. Thanks, guys, for listening.
yeah, for sure. It'll derail you. And, you know, you didn't continue the story, but I would assume progress was not occurring the way it was expected, right? Which is everybody's case, which is, you know, the way that food is marketed to people and diets are marketed to people is because, again, you know, but it is true for most of the fitness industry, including coaches, including these diets, including these big companies and corporations, including, you know, people that make our food, put it in a box and put a label on it. They don't necessarily want you to get fucking where you want to be, right? Because sadly, if you get there, then you're not a customer anymore. You will not come back. You will not, you know, like, for example, somebody that joins into some, you know, type of a weight loss challenge or something. Like, weight loss challenges I used to talk a lot about years and years back, they're popping up again more and more, like, in just people's towns, you know? Usually where they put the Spirit Halloween, now all of a sudden it's a weight loss center or something, and it comes there for 3 months. Everybody joins in, and you can win $20,000 if you lose the most weight. And everybody gets one fucking diet, one type of cardio, one this and that, and everybody goes, everybody paid, you know, $500 for it, and the winner gets the whole pot, and then everybody falls off the fucking thing. Nobody actually stuck to the rules. Nobody wins. They pack up shop. They go to the next town, right? This is the industry largely, right? Food corporations do this type of stuff too. They don't want you necessarily getting the best out of everything. So again, you got to be smarter than what you're being exposed to. And the same shit goes with like greens and other foods that are in the store. Remember, you're getting food in a store, motherfuckers. You're going to the store. It's the most leisurely way to take yourself to get food and nourishment, right? Like if me and Kayleen got airdropped in the Amazon jungle right now, we ain't going to the store to pick up fucking steak, chicken, broccoli, any of this shit. So
I'm not surviving, by the way. I have 0 survival skills. I'm just dying. I know,
but right? Like nobody thinks of this. Nobody thinks of it that way, right? So like how could food possibly be ever free when it comes to how your body works and everything there. Every single thing you eat has a cause and an effect, and that's either going to be moving you towards your goals and your overall health and well-being, or the opposite, right? And there's a fine line there between those things. And so you know how you get rid of the fine line? You fucking track your shit, including your greens, people.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Boom. What's next on our list here, Kayleen?
This one is a huge one. It's the cooked versus uncooked debate. And this goes for, I want to break this down into two different things. I feel like one is easier than the other. So I'll just start with the easier topic, and that is grains. A lot of times, whether it's oatmeal, pasta, rice, different things like this, whatever your grain of choice is, the serving size on the box is uncooked, and a lot of people don't realize that. And obviously a lot of these things absorb water. Their weight is completely different when they're cooked. So and I hate measuring cups. Like, I hate people measuring with measuring cups. I don't know what your feelings are about that. I think that everything should be weighed in grams. Obviously you should see my scale. It looks like it's been to 5 different war zones, but and this is so hard because a lot of times there's ways we can go about it. For me in my family, if I'm eating pasta or rice, like something like that, rice not as much, because I found a really good accurate like cooked version of it. So that's one thing. You can look on MyFitnessPal, pasta cooked, you know, and that will kind of be there. So that's like one level of tracking. But then if you're not seeing your results, we might want to take it to the next level, because as we've discussed before, fucking the entries in MyFitnessPal are the wild, wild west, and people can put whatever the fuck they want in there. So right. It might not be accurate, but what should be mostly accurate, I'm using air quotes for those listening, is the nutritional facts. And of course we'll get to this in point four, so I won't go too deep into this. But what I do, especially when I'm in the nitty-gritty prep, but first of all, when I'm in nitty-gritty prep, I'm not eating pasta because it's not worth my macros at the time. But if I'm in prep and I decide I want to have pasta, maybe I'm in a weight loss phase, I will cook my pasta separately from the whole family's, because especially when you're in a deficit and you are on the hungrier side, your eyeball gauging is not as good as when you are in, you know, gain season. So I will cook my pasta separately, cook rice separately, cook whatever I'm cooking. I'm going to cook it separately so I know that it's accurate, because I know that's going to get me the best results. So I don't know if you want to talk about that before I move on to the next bit.
Yeah. I mean, it does make it, it's another one of those simple things to do. It seems annoying. It seems like it's an extra step, but it does make a world of a difference. Kayleen, actually pull it up while I'm talking. Pull up for me cooked chicken breast 4 ounces and uncooked chicken breast 4 ounces.
You're jumping.
Let's just look at, you know, see where we're at with those macros. No, I'm not jumping yet. We'll get. I just want to see what those macros are, right?
Yeah.
Like that's a little bit of a different thing. But basically, it's got to be different macros. Let me know when you have it. Either way, you want to be making sure you're accurately tracking exactly what you're tracking. You know, you want to be on top of making sure it's the right thing to get you to the goal. It's, again, it seems like it's crazy, but it's not. It's what's crazy is spinning your fucking wheels for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, your whole damn life, never getting where you want to be because you didn't take a little bit extra time out of your day to make sure you had the right macros on the piece of chicken you're eating, right, or something like that. So it definitely is very much worth getting the cooked version down or getting the uncooked version and sticking with it. That's what I always tell people too. Like, do not try to go back and forth between them. You know, some days I track uncooked, some days I'm tracking cooked. No, you know what? Just fucking always track it one way, put it in the app, and then it's that way, and then you go through it, right? Because, again, most people are eating, we say it all the time on the show, common meals, same few meals, rotating the same few meals. So this means if you always do it the same way, again, you're minimizing the effect that it could be off. So yeah. Kayleen, did we pull those up?
Yes. I just want to go back and add real quick too. One way you can avoid like always cooking your things separately too is if you batch cook things and then split it from there. So like say you want to have like rice for the week, like we've talked about, you know, we eat a lot of the same things. You can cook, like, say you put 2 cups of rice in your Instant Pot, then you can divide that 2 cups of rice into however many meals you need it to be. And then you know exactly, okay, each portion is 1/8 of a cup of rice, you know, uncooked, if you did it into 8 portions. So that's like one way you can get around that. Same with pasta too, if you weigh it out before and after, you know. Or when I say one cup of rice, I actually do weigh my rice out too, because I'm crazy like that. But I think it needs to be done. Like one cup of rice. That's one cup of rice. Okay. It's so many grams. I think it's 140 grams, something like that. So, all right. So the next thing is meat. Now, this is a big one. I feel like I get asked this question a lot. I know I've asked you this question before as well, is like, you know, should we track it cooked? Should we track it uncooked? And so I've got, and again, these kind of things are kind of the Wild West. So we'll see. This one has, you know, cooked chicken breast, but like, okay, was there anything on it? We don't know. So for the raw chicken breast, I think I have them both like the same. Yeah. Okay. They're both the same amount of grams. And anyway, I was about to go on a little tangent there. So for the raw chicken breast, I have 120 grams, 3.1 grams of fat, 27 grams of protein, 0 carbs. For the same amount of cooked chicken breast, according to this entry, 4.3 grams of fat, 37 grams of protein. So a big difference in the protein.
Does it say the calorie difference there too?
198 for cooked, 144 for raw.
Yeah, see, so just in that, and that's one example. Like, there's many that we could do this all day. We won't, but you could do this with literally anything. The macros are not the same, unless it's ice. If you want to look at the macros of ice, the frozen versus not, just fucking, it's the same. That's the only same thing, you guys. Otherwise, it's going to be different, so it pays off. And why does that happen, Kayleen? Why are things like this?
Well, and like, okay, so there's different ways to cook chicken as well. So that's another whole freaking thing we need to dive into, and any meat in general. So if you are throwing your chicken in the air fryer and making dry ass chicken, which is what happens to me most of the time, I just dehydrate the shit out of my chicken. Not purposely. I'm just really bad at it. I prefer the Instant Pot. But anyway, so, okay, let's talk about the difference between Instant Pot and the air fryer. So Instant Pot, it is sitting in liquids. It's like absorbing liquids and it's staying nice and full. Whereas like, you know, in the air fryer, it's getting, all the water's getting sucked out of it. And it's just like raw, chewy chicken. So when I'm, if I was to actually weigh 4 ounces of what that chicken was before in the air fryer versus the Instant Pot, they're going to look completely different as far as what the serving sizes are. The Instant Pot chicken's going to look fuller, and the air fried chicken, I mean, I've air fried some chicken before that it turned to like 2 ounces of chicken when it was like 4 ounces to start. So I know a lot of people have like the fro, and this is what I do with my fish when I eat it on a very rare occasion that I do. I weigh, and I get them in the frozen fillets separately. So I weigh it before I put it in that air fryer, because I do air fry my fish. And I put that weight into my Fitness Pal, because I know when I air fry that shit, it's going to be so much lighter than what it was originally. And of course, I weigh my oil on the scale too, that I used to coat it in. And so basically, be aware of those types of things, the different ways of cooking. Grilling, I feel like, unless you're really bad at grilling, it'll hold most of the moisture in there. So it could be pretty accurate. But like, know that like the 6 ounce or the 4 ounce, you know, it has on the package. If you weigh out the 4 ounces of cooked chicken, it's going to be different macros compared to what it says on the packaging.
Yeah, 100%. So what's our next point here, Kayleen? Where are we at?
I don't know. I lost my tab. Hold on. Well, we kind of touched on this earlier. It's the motherfucking FDA and their bullshit. So if you are eating a lot of processed foods, you're not going to get the best results for a myriad of reasons. One, obviously, is the health reasons, that these have just a bunch of shit in them that you don't want in your body. But two, especially the diet foods, man, they skew these numbers so, so bad. Like, they're allowed up to a 25% discrepancy in their reporting for whatever it is, calorie wise, macro wise. And if you are eating processed foods morning, noon, night for snacks twice a day, And especially if they're diet foods, like your lean cuisines, your 100-calorie snack bars, your protein bars, everything like that. That's four times a day. You could have up to a 25% discrepancy times seven. And you know the discrepancy, if there is one, it's going to be more calories than what they're reporting. That can add up tremendously. So that's an experiment that I love for my clients to try if they're like kind of plateauing in their weight and I'm looking and they're having all these crazy multi-ingredient things morning, noon, and night. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm about the flexible life. Yeah. I love being able to, you know, fit things that I love. You know, I love Oreos. I love things like that. But let's just try something. Let's just try as much as possible eating single ingredient things for like a week. And see what happens to the scale. And what do you think happens every single time?
Yep.
Down.
Good shit happens. That's what happens. Because, I mean, processed foods are the bane of existence. No. They are, they're everywhere. And they will give you a bunch of problems, like Kayleen said, you know. Ones that go far beyond just fat loss, weight loss, muscle building, shit like that. You know, it actually... It is hard, in my opinion, for people to get a lot of great progress having a lot of those foods unless they are already otherwise very, very healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you know, everybody knows this analogy. Everybody hears this all the time. When I was younger, I could eat whatever I want and I wouldn't gain any weight. Like, every motherfucker that's getting old says that shit. Hopefully, you know, I haven't said this yet. Hopefully, you haven't said that yet to people, Kaylee. But, like, you know, I hear people say that shit all the time. If we start saying that, it just means we're getting up there. But, you know. I hear people say that constantly. You'll hear it all the time. And it's because, again, so what actually happened? Is somebody getting older and their shit's just all getting worse? Or was it the fact that, like, your body has been dealing with the bullshit for so long now, it just does not work as good, right? So that's the kind of factor, you know, you think about, like, young kids can virtually, yes, they can virtually eat whatever they want. However, it's still having the same effect on them that it does you in your 50s. The only difference is that your body doesn't fucking keep, you know, it's not as efficient now at this point. It doesn't keep up with the bullshit as good compared to when it used to. So, again, you know, the processed foods, they can affect you in a lot of different ways, far beyond just the calories, honestly. So it's like one of those things where, again, how serious are your goals? Does it really fucking matter? And, you know, you talked about the diet stuff, but you didn't really talk about the supplement industry, which is so fucking unregulated at that point. You can do whatever you want. And, you know, even if you get... Even if you're doing something wrong, it's not going to be known about for a long time, and a bunch of people will already have taken it, done whatever, right? So, like, you could go make a pre-workout, put whatever you want on it, say it's got zero calories, say it's got zero whatever. I mean, you can do all that, and that's fine. Like, it happens. There's, you know, there's so many supplements that were out forever that people took, even, like, in your local store. You could go to Safeway. You could go to freaking you could go wherever you want, a grocery store, and you could buy diet pills that you could have bought 5-6 years ago that are banned now. Illegal.
How do you ever know things like that? You know, basically meth. You can buy meth.
But they're just pumping people, and everybody's like, oh, you can buy it at the grocery store. It's good to go. Most of the shit at the grocery store will fucking kill you, okay? Oh. That's the bottom line, you guys. Everything.
While we are on supplements as well, another place where you can fuck up and where you need to track, especially as a competitor, is tracking your supplements, your fish oils, your CLAs, like things like that. I was actually talking to a client about this yesterday. She was asking about CLAs, conjugated linoleic acid. That's the official name.
There you go.
It's like, you know, it's been touted to help with, you know, fat loss or whatever. And she asked about it with me. And here's the thing about me is, like, I'll try it all and I will give it a good run and I'll give you my honest opinion with it, because sure, I'm associated with a company that sells them and I could be like, yeah, try them out. I thought they're great. But no, like, honestly, I tried these out. I didn't notice a result. And you know what? It was like 4 grams of fat of my day. So I said, fuck these. I'm never taking these again. Like, and then I told her, you can try them and see if your result's different. But I didn't notice a noticeable difference for the 4 grams of fat. I'd rather eat that in oil or peanut butter. And she was like, yeah, you know what? I also want to do that too. So, but fish oils are another one. You got fats with that. And they seem so negligible. But like we talked about fats, 1 gram of fat is 9 calories. If you're taking a fish oil, twice a day, morning and night. That's 18 calories times 7 is some other amount of calories that I'm not going to do the math for. But somewhere in the 70s or 80s, 80 calories just in fish oil alone that you have not accounted for. But I think I'm going to check the macros on fish oils, how many grams of oil there are. Because a lot of people take fish oil. Do you take fish oil? Omega-3s? No.
Fuck that.
Of course
shit.
You don't. Of course you don't. Depends oxidized. On the quality.
All of it. All of it. Unless you get it from a fish, it ain't working, people. Again, it's one of these things, you know, I'm pretty anti-processed food supplements at this phase of myself. But, you know, like, just eat the fucking fish then. You want fish oil? Go fucking eat a fish.
I actually had this conversation with my client. She's like, oh, that's why I eat salmon, because I don't want to take fish oils. And I was like, that's why I will take fish oils for the rest of my life.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
So just an example, 2 soft gels of this random brand that I just searched is 20 calories. So if you're taking that morning and night, as most people, you know, should be either, I don't know what this recommends personally. I take 1 morning and night. But that's like 20 calories, you know, how many times a day and how many, like, and that's just in fish oil.
Yep. So again, you know, one of those things, supplements will fuck you up if you're not paying attention to it, not tracking it. And that wasn't even a point, but it is now. Yep. That was 4.5. And now we are moving to our final point here of the day. Bring it, Kayleen. You said bring scale or not bring scale, restaurant tracking. So tell us what you mean here.
I want to know what your opinion is. So say you've got a girl like 6 weeks out from her show and she's got this, you know, date or, you know, graduation party, some family event that she really doesn't want to bring her Tupperware to. Mm. What do you tell her?
If she's got a date, I would say, tell the date, make me a fucking steak, right? Like, that'd be the first thing. Can the motherfucker cook? If he can't, get him out of there, right? If you go to restaurants and prep, again, it comes to the goal. So in your actual analogy, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, like, would I tell you to bring a scale? No, because I'd tell you not to eat at the fucking restaurant. Be like, okay, how serious is your goal then, right? Like, do you want 100% the best you could be at this show? Then, you know what, do the shit that you know is working, and that shit is staying at your house, doing your own damn thing, keeping on top of your track, and doing all 4 other things that we talked about here, you know, making sure you're on top of your fucking sneaky calories and your greens and your cooked versus your uncooked. Continue to do that, and you'll get the better result, right? For, like, every situation. So I often don't, even for the normal person, suggest, you know, going to bring a scale. I'm sure your perspective is going to be different here, Kayleen, because you've probably done this many times. But I would say, you know, if you're going to eat out, it should just basically be one of those moments where you take it more intuitive. So if you're a competitor, there's a season for that. If you're a lifestyle person, there's a time for that. And, you know, if you're not and you got a very serious goal, you want to lose 100 pounds as quick as you can, you want to go compete, you want to do this and that, fuck the restaurant. You know, I'm all about balance, but I'm also about people getting their fucking goal. So, you know, you really got to factor in how many times you're going to do that. Because, I mean, honestly, still, even if you bring a scale to a restaurant, you go sit down and you weigh out all your shit and you separate the chicken, you separate the rice, and you separate this and that, who the fuck knows what's going on in that kitchen? Who knows who cooked it? Whoa, my thing just did the thumbs.
Oh, see, watch. Is it gonna do it? I'm not using my Apple phone anymore.
I don't know why mine did. That's weird. But anyway, you know, you don't know what's going on in that kitchen. You don't know what's actually being done, what it's being cooked in. You can make requests. You still don't know. Come on. Like, we're talking about people that work at a restaurant and they give a fuck about your bikini competition. They give a shit if you lose 50 pounds or not. They damn well don't. So, you know, again, it's one of those things where it can just be a random variable where you're like, yeah, well, you know, it's my quote unquote cheat day. It's my break day. I'm just going to go eat a meal. Then who gives a shit? But if you're not at that spot to do it, I don't really, you know, suggest doing it in the first place. So I wouldn't say track. But Kayleen, give us your idea, your perspective. What do you tell clients? What do you tell yourself?
I have yet to bring a scale to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I don't know whether it's something I would do in the future for a lot of the reasons that you had mentioned. I mean, again, even going back to raw versus cooked chicken, it's like, you know, yes, you can weigh out that chicken, but do you even know how it was even cooked? Is it drier? Is it leaner? You know, anything like that. I don't know. I feel like there would be maybe if I like, if I were in an early phase of cutting and like we went to like Froyo or something, I might bring my own scale just so I could, you know, enjoy a treat. Like, cause you're far enough out of prep that it's like, okay, this won't like hurt me, but I also don't want to get out of control with it. I've never brought a scale to Froyo, but I've heard people talk about that. And I was like, you know what? I'll probably do that. Like, I don't think that's like outrageous. Like, people behind you will be fucking pissed off as shit, but you know, because you're gonna hold up the line.
Right.
But yeah, I think it really depends. Like, I don't know. Like weddings. Like, if it was your own damn wedding, first of all, I wouldn't probably have you plan it anywhere near a show because that's like stress overload, and that won't do anybody any favors. But in this weird situation that it is, like. Even still, then I'd be like, okay, like there's ways we can work around this. So, like, you don't need to have your fucking food scale at the wedding. But like,
yep.
I mean, if you want to be that strict, I guess you can. But like, I think that's like one place where I'm like, I don't know. I feel like Brad is a very tolerant husband for like my weirdness. But even then, I think that would push him over the edge to be like, do you really need to bring your scale to the restaurant? And like, you don't want like that kind of tension with anybody in your life. And that's not even like trash talking. That's just like, I don't know. Like, that's my feelings about it anyway. Like, do your best. But obviously, like you said, if you're X amount of weeks out and especially if the progress hasn't been going the way that you want, I think you got to take a good long look and think, do I really need to eat something at this restaurant? I actually had, again, all these topics that happened like within the week. I had a client who's got like this photo shoot and like, let me see, how many weeks is she out? She's like 6 weeks out now. And she's like, I have an engagement tomorrow. And like, what's your advice? And I'm like, all right, you got to take a good long, hard look at yourself and say like, how bad do I want to look like bomb ass for this photo shoot? Because, you know, we've talked about this before. We don't know what's going to be prepared there, how it's going to be prepared. And a lot of times too, like I told her, I'm like, hey, bring your own food. Say you have a food allergy. Like, nobody bats an eye if you're like, oh, you know, I have an allergy to whatever. Yeah, you're lying. Who the shit cares? Like, you're hitting your goal. So that is one kind of way you can get out of it if you do want to bring your own food to these different, you know, because if someone says, oh, I'm getting ready for a photo shoot or bikini competition, that's dumb. Just eat this. Have this piece of cake. But you say, hey, I have a gluten intolerance and I'm going to shit my brains out if I eat that. They're like, oh, God. Like, yeah, don't eat any of that, please.
Like, you will be cleaning the bathroom for 1 week if I eat this. Do not make me have it.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good threat.
Pro tip.
Yeah, just use that, you guys. Use that also if your date sucks, you know, since you use the date analogy. Just bring that to the party. Be like, you know what? The gluten got me. I'm out of here. Yeah, but real, you know, like what I would say is exactly what I said. You know, basically, you got to understand your goal and know what it means to you and how you're going to get it. Because there is a ton of struggle with the balance life, honestly. There is a lot of the balance factor that you have to understand. And like, balance to me is not saying that you can do everything all the time, right? Balance to me means that you have the times where you do certain things that fit the goal and where you're at with the goal. So again, if you're somebody out there trying to lose weight, trying to do this and that, and you want to do it as fast as possible, or you have a deadline, like a stage event, a photo shoot, anything else, a wedding, you know, anything else you would want to, a summer vacation, any of this stuff, right? Then you have a very valid reason to say, you know what, I don't need that quote unquote balance right now to be going and eating out and being a fucking asshole with my shit. You don't need that. You know what? After your wedding, after your show, after your beach trip, after your photo shoot, do whatever the hell you want. You know, go visit Kayleen at the cheat truck, get a fucking dessert pizza, eat the whole thing yourself. You know, there's your balance, right? But the point is, you can't be going all the time and trying to fit these variables, and you'll drive yourself fucking mad trying to do that, honestly. It's better to just do this, like in a, like your analogy, right? Like, I know that that's your client, but if that was my client, I'd be like, you fucking don't eat shit. You're fasting. Like, what are you talking about?
That's
you get a nice cup of sparkling water and you shut your mouth, right? Like, you just go there, do the shit, then go about your day after. Like, what is it with people that think that they need just for some type of event or an outing that you have to do it? And,
social,
you know, yes,
pressure.
Yes, social pressure is exactly it, right? So, but here's the thing. If that circle doesn't have your goal, then why the fuck would you do what they're doing? right? If you're not walking to an event full of 300 other bikini competitors and they're all on the diet, right? Is anybody going to be doing that there? Would anybody in a room of 300 bikini competitors say, you know what, everybody should have a piece of pizza right now because it's important. Balance is important. No, they fucking wouldn't. They'd be like, weigh our shit. Hey, we need 54 food scales. Actually, we need three for each person.
Where's the microwave?
We need three fucking food scales for each person. Get 150 food scales out here. We need it tonight. Right? That's what we'd be doing. So, you know, like
the wonderful thing about going to like bikini seminars or bodybuilding seminars, it's like they have microwaves there, they have silverware, and like it's just there. So refreshing. Like, it makes my heart so full when I see people walking over with their Tupperwares. Yeah. There's like a few of us just eating out Tupperwares, listening to like these things. Like, then it's like you go into a Texas Roadhouse and you take a look at like the average person at a Texas Roadhouse and you're like, ooh. Yeah, I don't want to eat anything from here. I mean, I do actually. I love their breakfast, and I'm probably due for a Texas Roadhouse date. But like, that is literally like a once a year thing to go to Texas Roadhouse. Because like, I don't know about you, but I like when I go to Texas Roadhouse, I just feel very bad about like the decision. Like, because I'm just like, ouch. Like, my heart hurts for all these people who are like eating like this all the time.
That's the thing. You know, it's funny too that you bring up the microwave, because I remember I went to Nationals, NPC Nationals in Miami some time ago, and I was stayed in the fucking host hotel, which was the biggest mistake of my life, never would do again, but literally,
Thought
the elevator was gonna explode because of how many times it was going up and down, and the line that I had to wait in, and I was like, what the fuck, I'm just trying to get up to my room so that I can do this shit, right, and all of a sudden, I realized, I was like sitting there, I'm like, why the fuck is this elevator just going? Two elevators like this, zoom, 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 people getting on, people getting on, people getting on. It's because the damn microwaves were on floor three. And all these bodybuilders holding their fucking rice and shit, all waiting to go to the microwave, and they're all taking the elevator. And I was like, damn. So, you know, again, you're not seeing any of those motherfuckers. You know what you didn't see? Like, I was not on prep, so I went to the fucking buffet that the damn hotel has, right? And you know who else was in there that was doing this shit? Nobody. Me and actually a few other coaches. That was it. Just the coaches, the promoters, all sitting there eating fucking endless amounts of eggs, bacon, whatever. I didn't see no bikini competitors in there. I didn't see any bodybuilders in there. And, you know, that's the difference, right? So, again, with these events and all these things you go through and all these different, I don't even know, we're so far off the topic at this point, but it doesn't even matter.
What else like, is new?
You gotta know the circle and the goal and what you're doing with it and just stick to it. There's nothing wrong with telling people to fuck off, right? Like, really, there's not.
That should be a whole episode, how to tell people to fuck off.
It should be. Episode next one. Like, when people got an opinion on your diet, you just can tell them to fuck off. And I'll tell you how to do it, and we'll do it a couple ways, because Kayleen, I would actually do this to people. I've told people this, but Kayleen would be much more PC, much more nice about it. So we'll have a lot of perspective on that to, you know, how do you tell somebody that you have a goal and how to tell them to get the fuck away from your goal and ruining it, because people will sabotage it. So again, you know, when it comes to the restaurant, to really just bring it all the way back to an hour ago, it seems like, you know, you just don't do it then if that's your goal, or, you know, do it at the time that it matters where you don't have to be tracking it and things like that. I think we kind of agree there.
Also, plug for Hot Logic. If you don't have a Hot Logic and you have weight loss and competitor goals, get a Hot Logic. They're like the best things ever. It's a portable microwave essentially, but you like plug it in and it's like a hot plate that like warms up your food gently, and you're not waiting for the stupid microwave that smells like tilapia. So disgusting. So anyway.
Kayleen's making money off of, no, I'm just kidding. No. She's not. She's just telling you guys the shit she uses. But okay, cool. Well, I think that wraps it up for us. If you guys made it this far, you know, you made it for Kayleen's final tip there. And also, hopefully you've subscribed and you're following and you're paying attention to the stuff we're doing, because we are back. Is this the first episode on Double Frequency? Because we have a new recording schedule, people. We're back weekly with this shit. For as long as it takes for one of us to fall off.
Or for one of our computers to die again. Yes. Hopefully not, because we both have fucking new computers.
We never off, though, do we? No, we'd never have. Never. Not even once. But, you know, if it does happen, it's not going to happen at least this week, and not next week. And we're doing this every week, so that's double the episodes coming. We need your ideas. We need more topics. We want to know what you guys want to hear. A lot of you listening, tell us what you think, you know, and where to go from here.
And what to eat.
Is it worth the macros? All right. Well, that's it then.
See you guys next time.